Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
That you control. And 603-283-6160 is the phone number you can call. That's 603-283-6160. And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's the point of the show. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Riley.
And one really shocking story we're here to tell you about tonight that I just think is kind of hilarious, and also kind of sad, because I just, there are lots of things that I think about the whole transgender thing, and one thing I think is that some people really do feel that they are not supposed to be a man, they're supposed to be a woman, and then they do things that help them feel better about that. But I just, sometimes there's stuff that is being used under the auspices of that that is absolutely insane, and I don't believe. It's just so obvious to me that there's just something very wrong with this person, and they need like a holistic doctor to look at them and help them out. And in this case, I think it's one of those. It's like the people who want to be cats and they somehow think that they're the same exact thing as a transgender person. That's just like, no, you're not.
Yeah, I agree with that. I tend to think that if people want to be transgender, they're going to be transgender, but at the same time, it's not the government's responsibility or my responsibility to fund their surgery.
Yeah, and that has to do with like any surgery.
Yeah, and that being said, I agree with you, Bonnie, that, you know, some people really need to be a woman in a man's body or trans woman or whatever, and some people are just trying to fit in because they're not sure about themselves. They don't know what they are or who they are. And
there's probably a lot of that. Trying to fit in and be cool.
I don't even understand identifying as a different thing because gender roles are they're made up. None of that is real. Mm-hmm. Like, you as an individual person are not defined by what is in your pants.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't understand how that works. I don't get it. Like, I just feel like Lori.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the thing. Like, I can kind of understand. I mean, I can't fully understand is what I actually meant to say, but I can kind of see it in a way, because like, to me, like, everything feminine is just so much more fun than being a man.
But you could be a man and like all those things still.
Yeah, that's
true. Some people
are.
You could wear makeup. You could wear dresses. You can, you know, any of that. It's all made up. None of it is real.
Yeah.
You can do anything you want. Be anything you want.
Which is why I think that, like, transgenderism is valid, like, going from one to the other. But I think it's not valid to be like, I'm a cat, obviously. And then it's, like, also not really valid to be like, I have a penis and a vagina, which is what this man is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just, like, there's no one who normally has a penis and vagina. Well, I guess there are some. Like, intersex people, but, like, things don't both work, right? They're not, like, both fully functional and stuff.
Yeah, and that's the thing about transgender people is they don't have full functioning penises or vaginas. They're surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to behave the same way. So, it's sad that this person wants this, and it's also even worse how they want to fund it.
Yeah, I mean, that is obviously the biggest part, is that no one else should be paying for anyone else's surgery, period. But the other thing is, I mean, are you identifying as an intersex person, and why? Like, what would actually be, like, part of your soul? I should have been born intersex. I'm pretty sure most people who were born that way, it's a big burden to them, and they have to, like, choose one or the other, you know?
Yeah.
They don't just go around being intersex.
Even if you identify as, I feel like a man and a woman, it doesn't mean that you need both sets of genitalia.
Right. like most trans people actually, like say male to female, they don't get the surgery. Most of them don't, because they can, they just want to live their lives a certain way. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean they want to go destroy their organs.
Right.
So that's why I find a little weird about this one. So do you have that story for us from Canada, Lori?
Yeah, this is from nationalpost.com. Ontario resident who wants both a vagina and penis wins public funding for unique surgery. A court has ruled Ontario must pay for penis-sparing vaginoplasty for a person who identifies as neither fully female nor fully male.
How will they even fit it down there? Penis-sparing vaginoplasty.
I have no idea.
I don't know either. Side by side. I don't know. Like
one on top of the other?
Yeah. Side by side would be weird. Have to be like off to the side.
I'm actually really confused too, because I thought that they have to use basically a part of the penis in order to make the new vagina.
I thought so too.
So how, what are they going to do? Just like cut a hole?
I guess.
I have no idea. And I wonder if this will get why should the city have to pay for that? It's just, that's ridiculous.
It's crazy, yeah, that it's your neighbors should have to pay for penis-sparing vaginoplasty.
We're forcing people, and that's what the government is forcing people to pay for something.
Or even penis-taking vaginoplasty. I shouldn't have to pay for anybody's transition.
Right.
Ontario has been ordered to pay for surgery for a resident who is seeking to have their vagina constructed while leaving their penis intact. Denying the procedure would infringe on the person's charter-protected right to security of the person, an Ontario court said in its ruling.
Security of the person.
Yeah, I don't understand what that even means.
They have some kind of weird constitution that's not a constitution, I guess. So, something. I guess it's the charter, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know anything about their charter.
The unanimous decision by a 3-member panel of judges of Ontario's divisional court could expand access to a novel bottom surgery for people who identify as non-binary, meaning neither fully male nor fully female. The Ontario resident identified in court documents as KS has been locked in a legal battle with the Ontario Health Insurance Plan since 2022, when OHIP denied a funding request to have penile-preserving vaginoplasty performed at a clinic in Austin, Texas. The surgery, which is not available anywhere in Canada, involves creating a vaginal canal or opening without removing the penis.
How? I wonder if, like,
I guess they just make
this.
A hole.
Yeah. How they do?
You know, I've heard a bunch of leftists claim that Canada and the UK are civilized because free health care for everybody. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This is free health care for you. Advocating for this surgery to be paid for by stolen money and advocating for suicides or assisted suicides to come by stolen money. This is a country that's civilized.
I'm okay with assisted suicide. I just don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm ethically opposed to assisted suicide, and so I don't want to be forced. I don't want to have to be forced to be paid to pay for an assisted suicide.
I agree. Or like, honestly, I don't even want to be forced to pay for your checkup, for your heart surgery, for anything like that.
None
Absolutely.
Of it.
And the thing is, like, people will hear us saying that and think, "Oh, that's just selfish. You want people to die who need heart surgery." But the thing is, all healthcare works better under a free market. Everyone knows, like, tons of people who have died from the public health care. If you live in Canada, like, I don't know this girl, but I know someone who knows a girl that died because they couldn't get their surgery in time because of the Canadian healthcare. Literally, like, there are people that are killed by the Canadian healthcare system. Also, English, because they have the same thing. I mean, if you have ever heard, I really used to think this was a joke, or just some weird joke, but I started noticing just, like, in videos of, like, an interviewer or a reporter that is English, I'm like, wow, they really do all almost have, like, bad teeth. And then I've learned that that is actually because they have a free, quote-unquote, healthcare system for their dentists, too. So, you know, you can't get to appointments in time. They're not going to be very good because they're getting their paycheck anyway. The thing is, like, people's lives are saved with the free market.
They definitely are. Healthcare. And healthcare is so much better with the free market because innovation can happen in a free market and people can FCC thrive.
Well, and the whole reason that healthcare is so expensive is because of insurance companies being protected by the government.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. That's why healthcare is so expensive, because the insurance has monopoly in the government marketplace.
If you go and have a baby at a hospital It costs thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So much money. Hmm. Like $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Wow. I don't, a lot.
That's a lot of money.
When I had my daughter, my first, I had her at a birthing center, no insurance, self-pay. It was $4,000 for everything plus 12 weeks of checkups afterwards. And
wow.
All of my all of my prenatal care, everything, the whole thing. All my prenatal care, the birth, and afterwards.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why is it that way? Is it because the insurances just kind of run up the prices of things just because they can? Because
yes.
The government's going to pay it?
Yep. That's exactly right. Because Medicare will pay for whatever. And so they charge you $300 for a Tylenol.
Hmm. They're also just like so incompetent in general. One time I went to the hospital just because I was at work and I almost passed out and I started throwing up and I got taken to the hospital by my boyfriend just because I was like, I don't know what's going on. I just really suddenly felt really bad. I think it was just food poisoning. But anyways, all they did was like keep me on an IV with saline solution for a few hours and like asked me like, are you okay? And I eventually stopped throwing up and felt better and I went home. And then we got a bill for $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turned out that was actually somebody accidentally just typed the number wrong.
Wow.
So like I might have been like, oh my God, I can't believe this, and started making payments on it or something. But I had to call and be like, this can't be right, right? Like this can't be true. And like get passed around from like insurance a customer service person to the next, and somebody finally figured out somebody just typed the number in wrong or accidentally typed the same thing twice or something like that. So it was like not even the right number, and it was way less.
And most people don't check because Medicare is paying for it or your insurance company is paying for it.
Yeah, and that's what people do. They're not giving their due diligence to their health. They want the government to take care of it, and everything's going to be just fine if the government takes care of my health for me, because after all, I can't be responsible for my health.
The other thing about it is something Riley said, that innovation can thrive in a free market, is just that you wouldn't be forced to if a doctor tells you like, well, this is the only thing we can do to save you, and you find an alternative person who thinks a different way, and they're like, actually, we can try this, and this might help you. You can do that in a free market. Sometimes you can't do that at all in a closed market like the Canadian healthcare system.
People should be free to try whatever medicines they want to try without the government saying otherwise.
I am not going to be able to read it while we're doing this on the air, but I don't understand. I just can't understand how you can do this is calling it a phallus preserving vulvoginoplasty. What does that even mean? Like, I can't understand how you could do it without getting rid of your penis. It says, traditionally, it has been assumed that an individual who wants vaginoplasty would also want penectomy. But that doesn't have to happen. We're thrilled that surgical techniques are catching up to the many ways in which humans envision their bodies. But it doesn't really explain how it does it. It says a vulva isn't required either. Individuals can choose to have phallus-preserving vaginoplasty if the testes, I don't know what it's trying to say that there. I was thinking it was going to say like, oh, you can just add a clitoris or something. I don't even think they can do that.
No, because
like
there's nerves, so.
So like, even people who get rid of their penis and turn it into a vagina, they don't have a clitoris?
I don't think so. I mean, they might have something that looks like it, maybe, like a flap. I don't know. Like a little flap. I don't know.
But that's kind of the whole purpose of having a vagina.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get rid of any feeling, just have a fake vagina. Well, I'm not them, so.
Yeah.
I kind of don't understand
Well, now they're going to get around that by having both, I guess.
Oh, that makes sense. So his penis is his clitoris. I keep being like, can I say this on the radio? But technically I can.
Yeah.
I mean, you can talk about medical stuff on the radio. Just use medical terms.
Yeah. Well, that is all crazy. Is there more to that story?
I'm just talking about how it's against their human rights to deny that everyone else has to pay for their surgery to have both, I guess.
That's crazy.
It's silly.
I agree. It's entirely silly. And, you know,
and they're a bad person for thinking that everyone else should pay for this too.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're the quote unquote civilized world and the leftist fantasies.
Right, like, oh, don't you want everyone to have healthcare and be able to thrive?
Yes.
I do, but I
don't want to pay for it.
Right, that's the great way to answer that, because, I mean, like, that is, I would like for that to be the case. But I also know that without free quote-unquote healthcare, aka stealing from other people to give to other people, there would be some people that just choose not to have insurance. I actually don't have insurance. Like, I choose not to have insurance. That doesn't mean that I can't go and get it for myself, but I don't want it. Like, tons of, like, young men probably just are walking around being like, I don't really need that. Like, I'm not planning to go get a phallus-preserving vaginoplasty or something else crazy right now. And, you know, they can just save up their own money and if they have an accident.
There are, like, medical groups. I don't have insurance either, but mm-hmm. there's a medical group I was subscribing to. You have, like, a subscription. You pay $70 a month, and you can just go see your doctor as much as you want.
Hmm. Nice.
Yeah. That sounds really, really nice. Actually.
Yeah, it's right here in Keene.
Oh, are you talking about... Yeah, okay, you pay them that much uh-huh. money. Yeah, I actually was part of them, too, and they were letting... I don't know if you're talking about the same one, but the one I went to called Monarca Healthcare.
Yeah, that's who I went to, too.
They also accept cryptocurrency, which is mm-hmm. really cool.
Yep, they accept crypto.
I need to contact these people and get decent healthcare.
I will totally do that with you off the air.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
And these people, the people that Lori is referring to here in Keene, New Hampshire, they... purposely do not take insurance mm-hmm. because it makes life so much easier for them and is cost effective for them.
And they were great.
Mm-hmm. They are really great. And we're not even like sponsored by them or anything, but Ian and I went to them for a long time. I'm going to cancel my thing with them right soon because it's just like I keep forgetting to pay it and then I feel bad. And it's like I don't need to go to the doctor, honestly, like for yeah. almost any reason. I mostly just wanted to support the people that are taking crypto and also try out this, like, I don't even know what you call it, just like no insurance primary health care people.
Yeah.
I never really had that before, but I think I'm going to cancel it because I don't know, I don't need it. I'm just going to eat right, and if I get in an accident, I'm not going to go to them anyway. I'd go to the emergency room, so...
They're useful if you have, like, an issue that you need addressed.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then you can subscribe to their services for a while, get your issues addressed, and then go about your life.
Yeah. The other thing I've been going to is a... what's the word? Chiropractor. And I think that's just going to solve so many problems for me. Like, my back is already hurting a lot less. It barely seems like he's doing anything. Then I leave and I'm having these crazy, like, nerve feelings all over. And then, like, I feel different.
Hmm.
It's so weird. Like, the day after I have these things, I'm, like, telling people, like, my friends I'm talking to, I'm like, it's, like, not really pain. I just have this strange feeling like somebody's touching me when no one's touching me. And I think it's my nerves adjusting. It's so crazy and so cool. And that's something that, like, the... Oh, man, I can't remember what they're called, but the evil government group of doctors who came together to say, like, what you can and can't do as medicine in America, they did not want chiropractors to be allowed to be involved at all, and chiropractors really had to fight for themselves to be included at all, and they made themselves a pretty sweet deal where they're able to operate, but they're also not really as... restricted as medical doctors or like just regular medical doctors. But then there's tons of other types of healthcare providers that are just seen as quackery and they're not allowed in this group. I can't remember what it's called right now. It's like it's not the ADA. It's like AML, something like that. I can't remember what it stands for, but it's like the American, just, we decide what is and isn't right, a right way to do medicine. So stupid.
Yeah. I don't know what it's called either.
But do you know what I'm referring to?
Vaguely, maybe. I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Like people who like do energy healing, which is absolutely valid. And we know that now. It's not just like, oh, well, the Chinese used to do it. Like that's absolutely like that's valid in my opinion. But now with like quantum physics, we know that energy healing is actually completely scientific and valid. But they're completely kept out of the game.
So the scientific community would contest that and say that, no, it's not valid because there's no peer review work on it. And
well, that's so stupid.
Who cares?
Yeah.
If I want to go and have energy healing done, is it going to hurt me?
No.
So then why do they care?
I agree with you.
Even if it is, that's my choice. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it is still your choice.
Right. So who cares? Why can't I just choose who I go to see for my medical care?
Right. And if you want to do an ayahuasca ceremony or two, who's right? Is that to stop you?
Yeah. No one else has the right to stop you from doing that. And as long as you're not asking them for money for it, it should be fine. And that's how I feel about basically every single issue is like, people should be able to do with their lives whatever they want if it's not hurting anyone else. And I wish that more people felt that way. And I think a lot of people think that they feel that way. Like, oh, of course I agree with that. Of course I agree that you should be able to do whatever you want as long as it's not hurting anyone else. But they don't think about these systems we have in place. They're just not thinking about it because it doesn't affect them daily. Like just like the police in general, what they do, road rules, even these things that restrict doctors and other businesses. They don't think about how when you're taking money from other people to control how they live their lives, you're actually not living up to that live and let live attitude that most Americans, I think they have. It's really annoying and interesting. And when you start looking at a story like this, it makes it more obvious to you. Well, I think we already basically commented that we think that is not right. To steal from your neighbors to give yourself a vaginoplasty where you preserve your penis. No real reason for people, your neighbors and friends to pay for that for you.
If you want one, knock yourself out. But
right. Knock yourself out.
Do whatever you want to your body. Don't make me pay for it.
Mm-hmm. The other thing about it is, I think, honestly, things like this kind of hurt the transgender community. Like, I'm not a part of it, so who am I to say? But I honestly think that there are people with an actual condition where they feel a certain way, like they were born a woman and they want to live like man, and just like stuff like this is almost just like a fetish that mm-hmm. and they're just like, I'm one of those people too, I'm just like those people.
Yeah,
probably making the lives of people who actually have gender dysphoria a lot harder.
Well, where does preservation of person end? Oh, right. I identify as someone prettier. I want a nose job. Pay for
right.
it.
That's so true. I mean, there's tons of ways I could identify as, or anyone could. And yeah, that, I mean, it's like, why should my neighbors have to spend for a nose job?
Right. Bald guys, they identify as having hair.
Right.
Let's all get them hair implants.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Like, I went to the airport recently and I was just thinking, like, what if I just told them I identify as someone who doesn't have to go through the x-ray machine and stuff?
They'd probably just laugh at you.
The two people I was with, host Chris Penguin and Colin, they refused the body scanner things. I didn't, because I was like, I'm getting to the airport and it's never really bothered me, like, honestly. And I was like, at least one of us will get through if you guys refuse it. But it was pretty easy for them, actually.
Oh, that's good to know.
It's kind of a side note there. Like, I waited longer. I, like, just stood around waiting for them to see if they were going to get refused, and they didn't. But, it took a little longer because they had to be like, hey, somebody needs to come here. And, like, and then they just got patted down. To me, honestly, what's the big difference between a body scanner and getting patted down? Like, I don't really want either of those things to happen to me.
Yeah, I don't either.
Flying.
I mean, I guess since I don't like to be touched by other people, I'd probably just do the body scan.
That's exactly how I feel. And I still got, like, my wrists touched the first time, but it's not that bad. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. We're going to talk more about these topics and whatever else you want to talk about. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. More details are emerging about the seven individuals chosen for the jury in Donald Trump's New York trial. The foreman hails from Harlem and works as a salesman. The jury also comprises an oncology nurse, an IT consultant, a software engineer, a charter school teacher, and two lawyers. Jury selection will resume Thursday. The leading Democrat and Republican on the House Oversight Committee are at odds over the potential impeachment of President Biden. Maryland's Jamie Raskin and Kentucky's James Comer got into a heated exchange during a hearing on China. China Wednesday morning. Raskin challenged Comer to justify the ongoing impeachment inquiry into the president. A veteran NPR editor, Yuri Berliner, has resigned after bringing attention to alleged widespread liberal bias within the organization. Berliner had been suspended for implying a decline in open-mindedness and trust in NPR's reporting. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash. Digital cash. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project with a decentralized, autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at dash.org. That's dash.org. And with you on Free Talk Live tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Riley.
And in the last segment, we were talking about what some people in Canada's tax money is going to, which is absolutely crazy. It's a surgery someone fought the government in order to get for free, quote unquote, from people who pay taxes, where, so the term for it was a phallus sparing or preserving vaginoplasty. So they want both. They want to have both on them. And that's pretty crazy to me. It's crazy in general. Like, whoa, I can't believe somebody wants that done. But I don't think it'd be even newsworthy, except for the fact that they want their friends and neighbors to pay for it for them. They're in Canada, which they already pay for each other's medical care in crazy high prices and all that, because it's not a free market up there for their health care. They have state health care. But this next story we have here from usatoday.com says residents of this state pay $987,117 in lifetime taxes. So that's very close to $1 million. And it says, guess which one. I wish I would have made myself guess, but I just like went through the article and I was like, oh, of course it's this one. It's New Jersey.
Gee, I wonder if anyone has been paying attention to freedom in the 50 states. And it seems like New Jersey is like at the bottom of the list, near the bottom of the list.
Do you know?
I don't know exactly. I just know it's near the bottom of the list.
I'll pull it up while we're talking about this. I definitely think it's near the bottom as well.
Yeah.
Oh, right here it says 47.
Oh,
in
wow.
Overall
the
freedom.
The 47th freest state in the United States. So at the bottom of the list, of course.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to go there so bad and live. All those crazy taxes, all those governments trying to rule your life. Sounds like a life from... Oh, wait, I moved to New Hampshire because I don't like that.
Yeah, and they pay the most taxes. I wonder if they pay or have twice as good of a quality of life for these twice as high taxes as everyone else. I really doubt it.
Of course they do, Bonnie. They're the greatest place on earth. Don't you just see everybody flocking there?
I remember one time driving
from being sarcastic.
Massachusetts to Pennsylvania, and you know when you go into New Jersey because the road goes from fine to terrible.
Wow.
And then
wow, that's crazy.
Fine again.
From which state to?
From
there?
Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Like, I was going to Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, so when you go through New Jersey on that trip, the highway is awful.
Wow. Usually, like, states make a point to have their nicest part of their highways and the entering. Those people don't even care. You know,
this was a long time ago. Maybe it's nice now, but
like the crappiest parts will be, you know, when you're exiting the state, they pay less attention to that. That's what my dad always pointed that out when I was a kid.
Being government, you don't have to have a good road. You just have to have a road.
What do they care about their reputation, you know?
Yeah, they have nothing to lose.
Isn't it supposed to pay for the roads, though? All those tax dollars?
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
Right. Who would build the roads?
Who's going to build the roads?
I mean, I guess they built it. They just didn't take care of it.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't even probably build it. They had some third party build it.
Right.
Well, it's what government does. They hire out these third parties to build the roads, and they say, see, we built a road for you. We don't have to maintain it or anything. Isn't it great?
So this was published on the 11th, so about 6 days ago, but it says, with tax day approaching, which is usually the 15th, I think.
Yeah, so tax day was...
Monday?
Monday, yeah.
So with tax day approaching, here's a sobering thought. The average American pays $524,625 in taxes in their lifetime.
Wow,
according
half a
to
million
a new
dollars.
Study.
Half right. a million dollars, Mr. and Mrs. America, are stolen from you at gunpoint.
Yep, and that's exactly what it is. If you don't pay it, you might find that out. The report also ranks states on lifetime tax costs. And if you live in the Northeast, you may want to sit down for this. New Jersey residents pay $987,117 in lifetime taxes, the analysis found. The highest tab in the nation. Washington, D.C. comes second with a lifetime tax burden of $884,820.
Why do people want to live in these tax hellholes?
I can't understand why.
I can't understand it either. What's
New Jersey?
What's the lure here? Why do people want to live in such terrifyingly tax-heavy places?
I've never heard of anyone being like, I would love to move to New Jersey.
Seriously, I've never heard of that either.
I haven't either. I mean...
Our good friend and co-hosts of Sometimes, Christopher Wade, who's Mr. Penguin, he is from New Jersey, and everything he tells me about it, I'm like, wow, it just sounds worse and worse.
Yeah,
and worse.
I'm sure he's so glad he left that place.
And they say water, like,
place.
Water. Like, yeah. I was like, hey, Chris, what is this? And I held up some water, because we went to Chicago, and I could talk about that in a bit. But I was like, hey, Chris, what do you call this? And he was like, water? And I just was like, I love the way he says it, honestly. Like, it cracks me up for some reason. And he thinks that the only way he's saying it wrong is, like, the ER part. He's like, I guess you're saying it kind of like with a ER and I'm saying it with an A at the end. I was like, no, it's the first A.
Yeah.
Well, the only A.
He's saying it water.
Yeah, kind of.
And we're saying it water.
It's
water, not water.
But I like the way he says it. I don't actually want to change him, so I hope I didn't bully him too much about it.
Yeah, all right.
The next worst states are Connecticut and Massachusetts at...
Taxachusetts?
Right.
That's why they call it Taxachusetts.
Connecticut is at $855,307, and Massachusetts is $816,700. The lowest taxed state is West Virginia, with a lifetime cost per person of $358,407. Which, I mean, that's not like, oh, thank, like, amazing, you only get taxed that much per lifetime. But, you know, it's a much better place to live, I'm sure, than New Jersey, and it's right there.
Yeah.
And honestly, West Virginia is a way prettier state. New Jersey, like, driving through that was, like, kind of traumatizing. Like,
I wonder how New Hampshire did on this.
Yeah, I'd like to see just a list of every single one. I'm not sure yet if that's in this article.
That would be really nice to see if the article has it. I don't remember if the article has it or not.
There might even be a link to it that I could pull up afterwards.
Okay.
Here, there's actually the report, so I'm going to open it in a new window, and I don't think we're going to be able to... Oh, yeah, you can. You can put your hand over New Hampshire. It says... Those living in New Hampshire, the average... Whoa! It's... What do you... You guys should make a guess. It's higher than I thought.
$600,000.
I'm going to go $750,000.
Wow, Lori, you win. It's $722,610 per person for their lifetime. We're in the red. Wow,
that's... We got to fix that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We got to fix those taxes.
The best ones, along with West Virginia at number one. Number two is shocking. It's Louisiana.
Wow.
That, I mean, they're like such a police state. There's so many cops driving around. I would have thought they spend like just as much money just on different things.
What was number one?
Number one was West Virginia.
Okay. Where did Utah fall on the list? Because it's my former state.
Number three is Alabama, by the way. So Utah, haven't seen it yet. Let's see here. Texas is about mid-pack. That's my former state, $531,000. Why haven't I seen Utah yet? I wouldn't expect it to be high. Okay, it's like exact mid-pack. It's 25.
Okay.
And it's at $493,368. We do have a caller on the line. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, your boy just voluntarily paid his taxes.
And I'm proud of
Riley. Taxes aren't theft. Okay. The gun Hold being on. Held. The gun
what if I want to just pay a different company to do something?
Yeah. What Bonnie asked.
They don't own this territory. You got to move out.
Well,
it's just
neither
like
does
an HOA, Bonnie.
Neither does the contractor who's building the road for the government, and neither does, you know, Joe Biden.
What are you talking about? I don't understand.
You don't understand?
You don't understand.
Have a nice day.
All of us, this collective owns the U.S. territory.
No, it's
we
not a collectively owned.
Just like an HOA.
So you're a socialist.
Do you understand
Where
that?
Do you
so
even see socialist. The word collective, like, anywhere written down? Are you just calling it that? Because, like, that's an actual term. What?
It's called the U.S. citizenship and the representatives.
No, U.S. citizenship is not a collective. That's not even like the right way to use that word. So have a nice day, Skeeter. I just hate him. He's just so like he's manic, and he just starts screaming. He can't like have an actual conversation. So I'm not going to talk to him.
Skeeter likes to argue, and he doesn't make sense when he calls in to argue with us because he can't defend his point very well. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he just says, because I said so, this collective owns the land called the United States. And I ask him, okay, where do you see the word collective written down?
Like, because we don't own the land. It's owned by a criminal organization calling itself a government. We don't own it.
Well, it's owned the opposite. Instead of it's not owned rightly, but it's basically, it's de facto owned because of the fact that they will kill you if you try to build your own road. But that doesn't
or
make
start
it right.
Or your own post office.
That doesn't
lock
mean
you
that
in a cage.
I have
should
to
tell you
with
that
the
it's
way
not
it
owned by the collective of citizens.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You can't just do whatever you want. You can't just, well, I mean, you can, but there's consequences.
Yeah.
If it was collectively owned by the U.S. citizens, then I could say I don't want to pay my taxes, and then I just wouldn't because I own it.
Right. And I don't want to, have my husband go to prison because, well, I just don't want to put him there. And I own the prison, right?
Yeah.
I own the courthouse, right?
Yeah, you do, apparently. So I guess you better make sure that your husband gets out of that cage.
Just, like, imagine being such a cuck, too. Like, I voluntarily paid my taxes. Good for you.
Good for you.
So that makes it not theft for you, because you voluntarily did it.
Right, exactly. He's like, what's wrong with you guys? I want to pay my taxes, so it's not theft. That's such a, like, fallacy there.
It's one thing to have your goods stolen from you. It's another thing to give it to your abuser, because you know they're going to ask for it anyway, and that's what government is. It's an abuser. It's an abusive tyrant.
Oh, they have Munchausens.
That makes sense.
No. Oh, wait. Not, the other not one. Munchausen's. What is it
Stockholm.
Called?
Stockholm.
Stockholm. Yeah. Yeah,
Stockholm. I knew what you meant somehow.
Yeah.
Munchausen's.
Wrong syndrome.
Thing. Yeah.
So I'm not going to just flip on over to this article only, but I do want to know how they get these numbers, like, because New Hampshire is sixth worst, basically.
The wow. property taxes here are pretty high.
Yeah.
So sadly, Utah's doing a little better tax-wise. So we better fix that.
Let's see what they're actually including in this. The worst states being taxed are New Jersey, then D.C., then Connecticut, then Massachusetts, then New York, then number six is New Hampshire. So let's see what they do here. It says, key statistics. The average American will pay $524,625 in taxes throughout their lifetime. That's a third of all estimated lifetime earnings. Whoa, you spend a third of your lifetime earnings on taxes. That's... Wow. Terrible.
That's terrible. I mean, could you imagine if it was like a tenth or a hundredth, like a smaller portion? Like, who? Why do we have to be stolen from by these tyrannical people?
And that should make you way more mad when you see them wasting money on mm-hmm. stuff like a penis sparing vaginoplasty.
And yeah. a third. What do you get to show for that?
Right.
What do you have back for that third that they're taking that you're giving voluntarily, Skeeter?
Yeah.
Like, what are you getting?
Seriously, I don't need the stuff they try to give me, like a yeah. courthouse. Other people could deliver the mail other than right. the post office.
A lot of people other than the post office do deliver the mail, like right. UPS and FedEx, but they're not allowed to deliver letters because that's, you know, a monopoly
wow.
that no one else is allowed to join.
So stupid. What else? A courthouse to put my husband in jail for not filling out paperwork. That's what I get in return for that one third of my life being a slave.
Congratulations, Bonnie. You put your husband in prison.
Wow. Yeah, I did it because I am the country. I am the government, as yeah. people say.
It's a silly argument to make because you don't own the government. You are not the government.
See, this is why I really...
Try building a road.
This is why I really disagree with Jay Noon's whole recent line of thinking where he's saying, well, we are the government. We just tell the representatives what to do and then they get it done for us.
That's not how it works.
No,
just not how it works.
It doesn't work. It sounds like a nice theory, but it doesn't work in practice.
Even if that worked in practice, that's just not the system I want to be a part of. So why do I have to be forced to? That's the thing. I'm not going to call Jay Noon a sovereign citizen, but tons of people that think that way are sovereign citizen types.
Yeah.
That's like the main thing they can't get through their school. It's like, okay, say you're right. What if I just don't want to be a part of that system?
But it doesn't work. Like Utah voted on legalizing. They were like, okay, we're going to hold a vote for legalization of marijuana.
Hmm.
And the citizens were like, yes, we want it. And then Utah was like, just kidding.
Just yeah.
You guys can't have it.
We'll give you medical, but you can't grow your own plants.
Yeah.
No, they just
you
said
have a fundamental right to grow your own medicine.
They said straight out, no.
I can't
no,
believe.
Just kidding.
They held a vote for that and they still said no. I think yeah. I've heard that, but I forgot. And that's just absolutely insane.
So that just shows you that they don't actually do what you tell them to do.
No, nope.
Like it's all a big farce. If they don't actually want it to happen, it's not going to happen. They just want you to think you have some kind of control.
At this point, I don't even believe that they actually elect the people that you vote for. The people vote for.
Right. Who would know?
Utah
right.
has a terrible.
You just have to believe what they tell you.
I know that Utah has a terrible medical marijuana system right now.
Really?
Like the dispensaries are owned pretty much by the state or licensed heavily by the state. And it's, from what I've heard, it's just not a good experience like going to Vegas or Nevada or somewhere across the border. So Utahns should, and I say should, go across the border and buy their cannabis and bring it back across the border. I realize I'm advocating. Now, this is not legal advice. I can't give you legal advice on the radio, but that's just my opinion of what you should do. You need to stop cooperating with these tyrants. They can't sell a right for you to possess a plant by demanding you go to the special doctor and ask for permission to use this plant.
I agree. It's just one of the many examples of rights that you absolutely have given to you by the fact that you're a human, not given to you by the government, that they try to sell back to you, and it's disgusting. So other key statistics here on this study says tax on earnings is where most tax will come from, with the average American paying $270,414 in a lifetime just on their wages alone.
So are the places that pay more in taxes just because people have higher incomes?
Oh, that might be a huge thing. That makes a lot of sense because New Hampshire has higher incomes.
Mm-hmm. New Jersey, yeah. D.C., and then places like West Virginia do not have a lot of income.
I think New Jersey has like a double whammy of like they probably have higher income and higher income and just like tons of other crap that they get taxed for.
Yeah.
And New Hampshire also does have crazy property taxes. I think if I was a New Hampshire state rep, that'd be like the first thing I would think of putting a bill in about. I don't really know what they can do, but something. So owning the most popular car, a Toyota RAV4. Whoa, that's what I have. Wow. I didn't know that was the most popular car. Will cost an additional $38,889 in tax payments alone across the average four cars owned in a lifetime. In taxes, I guess. Tax on property will set the average homeowner back an additional $165,492 on top of the purchase price and running costs of owning a home. Taxpayers in Washington, I don't know if that means D.C., probably the state. Taxpayers in Washington will pay the most on everyday expenses, $83,014, followed by those in California, $78,191, accounting for food, clothing, personal care, and entertainment. So now we kind of know more about what they're getting out of these, how they got these statistics. Let's look at New Hampshire and see what it says here. It says lifetime earnings in New Hampshire, $1,674,402. It's a lifetime of earnings for the average person in New Hampshire. But lifetime taxes, there are $722,000, which is 43% of earning.
That's insane.
That is insane.
Terrible. That's absolutely terrible.
Almost half of your income.
Wow.
Looks like New Hampshire has some work to do. Well, luckily we're here to fix New Hampshire, hopefully.
Yeah, change the culture here. One thing about it is I really think old people are more likely to be like, just pay your taxes. You have a duty to pay your taxes. I pay my taxes. And I think people are...
That money's for my Social Security.
Yeah. I think people are definitely changing their minds.
What Stockholm Syndrome does to people.
Yeah, seriously. Plus, like, the boomers, they were like, I advocated for all this crap to be given to me when I was old, so you better pay your taxes. Like,
no, thank you.
So, it says that this report comes from the personal... We're back on the USAtoday.com site. The report comes from the personal finance site, Self Finance, based on research collected in January and February 2024. It considers taxes on income, home, cars, clothing, food, drink, entertainment, and personal care. But we do have a caller on the line. I want to get straight to him because I know he's calling from Australia, right? Jeremy?
Hello. Jeremy from Australia. I've got SIP. I hope I'm sounding better than I was.
You're sounding great.
Yeah. Thank you for calling on the SIP line. Sounds really good.
Am I right there in the studio with you?
It sounds like you are.
It does sound like it.
Fantastic.
Welcome to New Hampshire.
TikTok. Thank you. So the TikTok we've got from, it was 215 followers when I took it over, and now it's over 6,000. Trying to get it to 10,000.
Excellent.
But I actually called. I was wanting Bonnie to respond to a comment that was made. There was one of the videos was Bonnie talking about the guards at the prison stopping her from visiting Ian for a month, which ended up getting overturned, I know. Mm-hmm. But... somebody commented, she's angry at the system for going through this. Perhaps she should be angry with her partner for breaking the law.
Wow. So terrible. Oh, some people are so cucked by the government. That's so disgusting. Honestly, it's just like, you break, this is what I would say to that person. You break tons of laws daily, and there's no way for you to possibly know if you're breaking law in any given time. There are too many laws in the United States for any one person to possibly know them all. When you drive down the street, you probably break a few laws.
Probably committing three felonies a day.
No, it was five. There was this book written that was saying that the average person commits five felonies a day.
Wow.
It might be three. No, now you've got me confused. Or not confused, but questioning myself.
I think it was three.
Okay.
I'm going to read it.
Either way, three felonies a day. And that's an old book. For all we know now, it could be like up to 10 because they don't take away laws. They keep adding them.
They want to make everybody criminals, and so they can come after them easier.
Aren't there more laws than any one person could read in an entire lifetime?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. So beyond that, beyond not knowing if you broke a law or not, this thing that they convicted my husband of doing was not something that is morally wrong and shouldn't be a law. So I'm not mad at him for
not
doing
that,
something.
Didn't he get legal advice that it wasn't
right.
against the law?
He did. He got legal advice from, I can't remember what it is, some kind of financial commission, government bureaucrats in New Hampshire. And they said, we don't regulate that.
It wasn't just a lawyer that he hired. It was a government agent.
Two separate ones. There was a lawyer that he hired that said he looked at it and he believed that he was, following the law, and another lawyer. And then the other thing was a group, a commission in New Hampshire that said, yeah, we don't regulate that. But of course that's the New Hampshire, laws. But for one thing, things that, aren't given to the federal government to make laws on in the Constitution are given to the states. And I don't think that the prosecution actually proved that the federal government has any right to tell Ian what he can and can't do with cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency wasn't invented back then. And I think that the commission here in New Hampshire had it right when they said that selling cryptocurrency out of a Bitcoin vending machine is no different than selling candy bars out of a Bitcoin vending machine.
I would agree with absolutely. I'd agree with that point, and it's just really sad that these government bureaucrats think the federal government trumps the state government, and it should be the exact opposite.
Right. I actually heard them saying really disgusting things about that at Jason Gerhard, he's representative here in New Hampshire's trial. He went to trial and lost just last Tuesday, not yesterday, but the one before, for filming in the federal courthouse, and he's going to appeal it. He's not going to pay the fine, and that's going to be a really interesting thing to watch. You have anything else for us in these last few?
Well, yeah, just you said she was so cucked. I actually replied something to that effect, and she said, what about people who get tickets for going 10 kilometers over the speed limit? Do I agree with it? No. Do I speed? Yes. If I get caught, I own it like an adult and not blame the system for my behavior.
Well, she should watch my video on Free Keen, the YouTube channel Free Keen, where I challenge and win and got rid of a parking ticket. She shouldn't be paying those either. Don't encourage these goons and parasites.
never encourage these thugs.
They think that they're your owners. You have the right to drive quickly down a road, especially if you're paying for it. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. Don't go anywhere. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.